Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having one of the great guys in the world on the back of the show, ladies and gentlemen. Paul Lester is back. Paul has been with us on the show before. Paul is the president of Paul Lester Photography. It's a small business, but boy, is he big time. Because if there's anything important going on in golf, he's there to photograph it. And he's such a great guy, such a great professional, wonderful small business owner. And if you ever get a chance to meet him, you'll never forget it. Paul Lester, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you so much. I'm so excited. I'm getting ready to head up to Carlton Woods here to do some work. And, geez, what the heck, 46 degrees. And where I hang around most of the time in Los Angeles, I heard it was about 96 degrees. But is so gorgeous.
This is a real cold snap. Yeah, folks, if you remember, I'm broadcasting live from Woodlands, Texas, north of Houston. And it ought to be 65, 70 degrees outside. But a cold front came through, I guess, last night, and it's 40 degrees. You're going out to Carlton Woods to photograph some of the greats of golf playing Arnold's out there, Gary Player's out there, and Johnny
That's
Miller.
Right.
So many of the greats of golf are playing out there today, aren't they?
Well, I've been very, very, very lucky. I've had my business now for 40-plus years. I started when I was young. I'm 63 now and going strong and loving it. And I've got four other photographers. I've been just lucky, and I've specialized in the golf world, and especially in the professional golf business, from LPGA to PGA, and now I was at the first, actually, in San Antonio, Texas, at the first, at that point, the senior a PGA Tour. And that Don January had won, and by the way, Don January is one of the people that will be here today, along with Gene Littler. Can you believe it?
Gene Littler and all the guys, and even Johnny Miller's going to be out there. How about that?
Johnny Miller, oh my gosh. I Johnny Miller is amazing. You know, he is he's a Mormon gentleman who speaks from the heart and does everything. But right when you think he's going to say something that is a little off kilter, he'll go, gosh darn it, and darn, and did you see that? And I always am ready for him. But
he also says what he thinks, and I like that about him. But so you're going to be out there photographing those guys today. What have you learned being around golfers all these years?
I've learned when to say hi and when not to. that's the first thing. I am a talkable guy that knows them all very, very well. I'm good friends with all of them. But I do know in the golf business, like everybody's business, there's a time to be fun. There's a time to do everything. But when they're out there grinding, and because it is such a tough business, that, you know, someone three putts or something like that for your golf listeners, it's not a good time to go up and ask them how the family is. So you learn different things like that, you know. And of course, golf.
But I bet you've also seen a lot of great examples of camaraderie, of respect, of ethical behavior. That's one of the things you see around professional golfers, isn't it?
All the time. In fact, I've seen that. Of course, Tony Jacklin is here too, and Jack Nicklaus will be here. And Jack Nicklaus and Tony Jacklin, one of the great stories, as you remember, in the first Ryder Cups back, they were putting for someone to win or lose, and Tony Jacklin was getting ready to putt. Jack Nicklaus just told him, pick the ball up and we'll just make it a tie. And that's a famous story, and it was That's unbelievable. The camaraderie they have, they actually pull for each other, where they, you know, they never pull against each other. They never pull for someone else to miss the putt.
When someone hits a spectacular shot or something, it's fun to see how the others are excited about it for that other person. And, that's the way golf is, folks. That's the way, if you haven't played golf, if you're not playing golf, I encourage you. Now, it's a maddening game. I won't lie to you, Paul. We got to be honest about that. It can be a maddening game, but the environment, the game is great. The environment's great. The people around you are great. So I encourage people to take advantage of that. We're going to get Paul to stay with us. We're going to talk a little bit more about his business after these messages. Paul Lester is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.